This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Hey, this is Arvind Nivaraj on Open for Business, and I've got Michael Folk in the studio with me today. Michael is in charge of projects and business development over at Aristech. Now, on the surface, Aristech is in the aircon and ventilation cleaning and servicing business. They are a solutions provider, that is their market. But on a deeper level, Aristech is an eco-friendly biotech company that manufactures decontamination bioenzymes. And their products have all the certifications to boot, like your bio, eco-label, green, halal, pH-friendly, non-GMO, food grade, you name it, they've got it. And according to Michael, they're also the only ones who are ISO 14001 certified in Malaysia within that aircon cleaning, aircon servicing bracket. I think the most interesting bit here is that conventional cleaning methods or aircon cleaning chemicals apparently corrode the unit itself while creating toxic residue as a byproduct, while Aristech does not. So, Michael, let's start with that. Like, how exactly does that work? Like, what exactly is Aristech doing that is different from, you know, conventional cleaning methods?
Basically, Aristech manufactures decontamination bioenzymes, and our aim is to replace all types of harmful, unhealthy chemicals that are commonly being used out there in the market right now. And in particular, in the aircon systems, whenever someone does a chemical cleaning, they use either acid or alkaline, which are highly corrosive. And all these chemicals will go down the drain and eventually into the river. Our certified bioenzymes, which are proven to work, they are certified as bio, meaning that it will readily biodegrade within 28 days, leaving no carbon footprint in the environment.
So how does that compare? Like how does that compare to your, you know, your normal way of like cleaning aircon units?
Okay. Well, the normal way is using chemicals like acid or alkaline, which are actually very corrosive. So every chemical clean is in fact corroding the coil surface. So let's say if you have a home wall split unit, but the contractor would normally do is to uninstall it and take it outside, and they will apply the chemicals onto the cooling coils. And within seconds, they have to flush it off or else it will corrode into the aluminium coil fins and it will be destroyed. So if you don't flush it properly, your aircon would be gone. With our method, basically, our product is PH7 neutral. It does not corrode the coil fins. We do not need to uninstall the aircon unit. We will just do it in situ. So we will open up the cover, take out the filter. We spray the enzyme solution in and onto the coil. And we leave it there for maybe about 15 minutes, and the aircon coil will be decontaminated. By decontaminated, we mean that biofilm, mold, fungus, algae will all be removed, and then we will dispose of it.
You also mentioned something about you being the only company that can guarantee the cleaning of how many inches?
Up to 12 inches of a cooling coil. And the practice is normally, again, let's say if a normal chemical cleaning was done, these units are normally in an AHU room at the side of the building. And so when they have to flush it off so quickly, the penetration of the chemical is limited. Perhaps there's another 6 inches or so that's blocked, filled with biofilm, mold, fungus, and algae. So the moment they switch on the aircon again, the airflow is not optimized. The aircon would still be using more energy to blow up the air, and the air could be contaminated with mold spores and bacteria being blown out, and eventually we will all breathe it in. With our product and method, we leave it there for maybe about 20 minutes. During that time, it will digest its way inside 6 inches from the front, 6 inches from the back, unbonding all the biofilm, the mold and fungus, so they will no longer be sticky. And once they're no longer sticky, it makes it easier for us to flush it through with just a normal pressure jet. And by doing that, we are able to unblock up to 12 inches of a coil. And this actually enhances the energy efficiency, because now the aircon will be working according to design. So we guarantee up to 99.99%. We can't say 100% because nothing is ever 100%.
Is there a demand for something like this is what I wanted to ask, because, you know, is there an awareness for something like this? Because before starting a business, you need to know if there is a gap in the market and if there is market demand. So is there enough awareness in the market for them to sort of aggressively ask for a solution or product like this?
I think the answer is yes and no. Mm-hmm. I think the our company's belief was all the while to not advertise our product and service. So I guess that has been detrimental in certain ways. And in terms of awareness, apart from attending to all these certification and so forth, we do from time to time attend some exhibitions. And of course, it's good to get interviewed by BFM. So hopefully there is some publicity here.
Mm-hmm.
I think, of course, we do use the online media now a bit more than previously. So hopefully there is more traction.
Social media has helped?
In a little way, yes, but through word of mouth, because basically throughout the years, we have been focusing a lot on the medical industry, the hospitals we've been doing a lot of in terms of the work and service.
Mm-hmm.
Certain government divisions like the Navy, we've been doing. All the Navy battleships are done by us.
I see.
So we do have ad hoc customers from different areas and different industry. Last year, I started to look at the food industry as well as schools, the education sector, because I believe that because our concern is actually about indoor air quality.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this thing called the sick building syndrome, whereby people tend to fall sick in an aircon environment. And a lot of it is due to the contamination in the aircon. This is what I think people are becoming more and more aware of. We actually recommend cleaning the aircon once a year only. Some people say maybe every half year. But we say 1 year is enough using our method. So because our method basically is to remove, first of all, the biofilm in the aircon system, on the coils, etc. Once it's removed, we're removing the food source for bacteria, mold, fungus, and algae, which are the big players in terms of contributing to the sick building syndrome.
You said you've done like boots and you've sort of like tried to spread awareness. What is the condition like here in Malaysia, like among the like general public? Is there enough awareness for eco-friendliness, for eco-sensitivity, or are people just interested in buying cheap products?
I think it's a bit of everything, because more and more people, especially the younger ones, are aware of the environment and the green effects, etc. But I think maybe they are not aware that the aircon is one factor as well. I mean, apart from saving water and so forth. Having mentioned this thing about saving water, you see, when we do not need to flush as thoroughly as when chemicals are being used for cleaning aircon, it mm-hmm. means we actually save a lot of water as well. You know, so we save water, we save electricity. And the part of the reason why we provide this aircon decontamination and treatment service is because of the SOP required, which is very strict. And so to ensure that our brand reputation is maintained, we have our own project team of engineers and technicians to go out and do projects. And this is pretty much how we've been surviving all these years. We do projects which we get or win by tender, fair and square. And that means that our pricing cannot be that expensive. It has to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So the wrong impression that I think a lot of people may have of green product is that it's very expensive or something like that. So in actual fact, we have been competing on tender basis and winning some, but also losing some. So that means we are in the range, basically.
Right, we need to take a quick break for some messages, but stick around because there's more from Michael Folk and the eco-friendly Arestech after the break. BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9. And our guest today is Michael Folk, Head of Business Development at Arestech, an eco-friendly biotech company that's into environmental sciences, that's also touting aircon cleaning products that clean better and leave no toxic residue. You mentioned the word biofilm a lot. And that seems to be your main enemy, so to speak, like the thing that your core product is trying to fix.
Biofilm is basically a collective of microorganisms, maybe bacteria, it could be viruses, could be fungi, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you have moisture, be it in the air, or rather in a tropical region like Malaysia, the air is humid. So moisture is always everywhere, on the table, on the wall, on the ceiling, and especially a lot more in the aircon system. That's the reason why some people get sick, or they have runny nose, or headaches, or blocked nose, or nose irritation.
People with sinuses.
Yes, people with sinuses, and maybe even people without the sinus, they may feel sick in an aircon environment. This is a telltale sign, especially if everyone in an office is feeling sick. It could be the aircon system that's contaminated, and the air is contaminated, and everyone's breathing contaminated air. With our solution, we spray it on. The enzymes are all designed to remove and unbond this biofilm. And when we get rid of it, it goes down the drain pipe and into the environment. Our enzymes will continue to basically break down the contaminants into maybe micro levels, and eventually it will blend into the environment, and it will be all natural with no carbon footprint.
What is your, just flipping to the business side of things for a while, what is your business model like? Like, is it mainly B2B or is it more B2C? Because the way it sounds is like your main source of revenue is sort of giving or selling these solutions to either schools or hospitals or, you know, offices at large, instead of selling it to individual customers.
Actually, our main source of income is actually to do projects, basically, with our project team going out there to take care of buildings like hospitals, schools. We do not sell this aircon material to just anyone. The few times that we have done so in the past, we have regretted it, unfortunately, because some of these people who bought it from us, claiming to just want to test it out, eventually made use of our material to tender for big projects, claiming to use our material, but in fact, they did not. So we do it on B2B, not so much on B2C, but maybe in between projects, our guys may have a bit of time, so we will entertain a B2C, some customers or residences in the neighborhood. Our office is actually in the Mount Kiara area, so people staying around the area get to enjoy some of our products and services, basically. Of course, as we go along, we want to engage with more prospective green aircon contractors whom we can work with, and they can on their part basically work on their own customer base. So then from that basis, we can actually expand further. We are also considering exporting to overseas markets in terms of our aircon materials, but what we sell locally to consumers now in big demand is actually our latest product, which is a surface and hand sanitizer and disinfectant. In very high demand now, unfortunately, due to the Wuhan coronavirus going on, we're exporting a lot now to Hong Kong. So this product we do sell to the consumers and the commercial area as well.
Okay, so that goes down to what you mentioned before about stuff like quality control, because when it is a B2B, you want to make sure that you are in control of your product instead of, you know, selling it, like you mentioned, to individuals who might not know how to use the product, might not know how to apply the product, or might, you know, then secondhand sell the product to someone else, thereby reflecting on the image of your company. So it is down to quality control and being able to sort of, apply the product yourselves.
Yes, that's right. So this is a predicament that we've always been faced with, and we are still, having deep thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the one hand, when we work with a new green partner who is very enthusiastic and really wants to play their part in terms of greening the environment and the industry. On the other hand, as a manufacturer, we are, you know, at the predicament when people come to us and say, hey, why aren't you selling your products to us? You know, is it just a monopoly, you know, and so forth. Our concern is really on quality control. And from the few or various bad experiences that we had, so we are very cautious about this. But this does not mean to say that we will not entertain inquiries and so forth. You're still welcome to inquire, and we can discuss how to work together. we can collaborate, you know, from joint ventures where we send our people to work together with the other contractors' people and to ensure quality is there. That is still possible. So it's not that we close the doors to everyone who wants mm-hmm. to join in or participate.
Or to collaborate with you.
Yes.
Is it difficult balancing profit and growth when you're an eco-friendly company or like an eco-sensitive company? Because, you know, you want to stick to your guidelines and your morals and, you know, the your sort of view of what a business should be. But at the same time, that sort of limits what you can do to grow a company and to profit largely. Like you mentioned, the quality control. If you sold this product as a B2C to any individual, like say in pharmacies or anywhere, supermarkets, that would spike your profit. So is it difficult balancing this?
Yes, definitely a very difficult situation. But what we hope to eventually is, you know, like I said, I'm still working on it. I hope that eventually one fine day, maybe hopefully the government will say, let's reduce the use of harmful chemicals out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they will give some incentives for people to use green materials. I know MassTech has been making progress in certain areas whereby they give incentives for people investing in green, sustainable equipment that contributes to, you know, better environment and so forth. But I have always been a green advocate from the early days, doing it in my own ways in terms of recycling materials and so forth. More and more people are going into recycling and all these sustainability matters.
Okay. I want to talk to you about challenges. Like, what are some of the challenges that you are facing at Aristech as a company, as a business, and also as a platform that you want to spread awareness with?
The challenges are basically this. Although we have been certified as bioeco-label and green for so long, more than 10 years, still when I approach prospective new customers or even contractor partners, there is a certain degree of skepticism because, we are not like a big brand name that everyone thinks of as soon as they think of air quality or air cons or something like that. Of course, we then help to reduce the doubt that they may have. But subsequently, it's the change in mindset, changing of the management mindset and so forth. That's the issue. Like everything else in business, it's pretty much still a niche market in that sense. But I think over time, eventually, people will change. So we're hopeful that maybe the new generation of aircon contractors will be a bit more green, and we expect that they would more likely be our partners or customers in future. The existing ones, because they have been doing things in a certain way for so many years, it is rather difficult, and I suppose it's quite natural also, so I can't blame them. But we will still try our best to change whatever is possible. So for me, it's a green mission. I will not give up on this as I want to change the entire industry. And I hope that I will get more allies and help from the various authorities or associations out there and maybe the public in general. If you're more aware of it, you may start to request that your contractors go green.
I want to close with, in closing, I want to talk about expansion plans. You touched on it a bit just now, but what is next for Aristech? Like, what do you have in the pipeline?
As I said, we are looking for more green aircon service contractors, more partners that we can trust and believe in and have similar philosophy in terms of helping the environment. But not just locally, but around the world. We are also striving to do that. And I believe that there is more trend towards this because, the last couple of months, I see some organizations, prospective clients to us, going a bit more into this sustainable area. And it is in their policy of these corporations, basically. So here's to a greener world.
Michael, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Armin.
Right, I've been speaking to Michael Folk of Aristech about its eco-friendly nature of business as well as its place in the Malaysian landscape. This interview is also available via podcast via the BFM website, which is bfm.my, or the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We are also on Spotify and iTunes under their respective podcast section, so get them there and stream the podcast over there. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.